Record. Okay, that means it should be recording. Okay, sorry to Craig, we're just going to jump into it. So, what I have today, I said we're going to be talking about knowledge. I have four questions about knowledge. That's what we're going to cover today, and hopefully I can provide some answers to these four questions. So, normally when I teach or I give a devotion or whatever I'm doing, I like to just have a passage, and I'll read through that passage, I'll kind of break it down, but that's not what we're going to be doing today. I wanted to try something a little bit different, so I hope you guys are familiar with your Bibles. Anybody in here like sword drills? Well, we're going to be all over the place today, so it'll be good, but be ready to flip around. So today we're going to be talking about knowledge. I've got four questions about knowledge. So my first question is, what is knowledge? What do you guys think knowledge is? What do you think knowledge is, Jacob?
The ability to know something and to be able to do it.
Yeah, knowing something, like a skill, yeah. What do you think knowledge is, Lincoln?
Knowing something.
Well, that's a profound answer.
Wait, what do I think knowledge means?
Yeah, what do you think knowledge means, Cameron?
Knowing something in your mind.
Yeah, I mean, I made fun of Lincoln, but he's right. It's just knowing something. Jacob was right. Like having a skill, having an understanding of something. That's what knowledge is. So I looked up the definition, the Strong's definition, where it just gives you the definition of the Greek and Hebrew words. If you don't know, our Bible was written, the Old Testament was in Hebrew, and the New Testament, for the most part, was in Greek. So I looked up the definition of the Hebrew and Greek word for knowledge. And in the Old Testament, the Hebrew word for knowledge is defined as discernment, understanding, or awareness. So it's just like knowing the difference between something and another. Go to Genesis 2:9. That's where we're going to start.
There.
Way to be. Okay. Jacob, you're there. Read it.
And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life is also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
So it talks about the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That's the first time the word knowledge is used in our Bibles. And it's talking about the tree of knowledge. Most of you guys know this. This is the tree that Eve ate of that she wasn't supposed to. And that's when all sin started. But what's important here is it's the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Once they ate of this fruit, they understood the difference between right and wrong. Most of you guys, when you're 1 year old, maybe you don't know the difference between right and wrong. But how old are you guys? You guys said you're 12, 13?
12.
So you 12 or 13 year olds, you guys know the difference between right and wrong. You have the knowledge of what you're supposed to be doing. That doesn't mean you always do it, but you know. So you have an understanding. So that's kind of what Old Testament knowledge is. And what I really wanted to get into is the Greek definition of knowledge today. It's that, but it kind of dives a little bit deeper into that. So if you flip over to 2 Peter 1:5, all the way on the other end of your Bible. And I'll just... I'll read it. Once you guys get there, I'll just read it. 2 Peter 1:5 says, "And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and virtue knowledge." So this passage just gives us a list of things that we should do to be used by God. But I want to focus on that word knowledge. The definition of that word knowledge, it's the deeper, more perfect knowledge of our faith, such as belongs to the more advanced. So, it's not just knowing, like you guys have heard the Bible stories. I wanted to talk about knowledge today because you guys have heard this stuff over and over and over again. You guys show up here every week because you're brought to church. You've heard all the Bible stories. You know all the right answers. Jesus is always the answer. But what are you doing with that knowledge? That's why I wanted to talk about knowledge today. But you see that New Testament knowledge, it says, the deeper, more perfect knowledge of our faith, such as belongs to the more advanced. Moral wisdom, such as is seen in right living. So knowledge is moral wisdom. You know what's right and wrong. Now you show it by living it out. It says, such as is seen in right living. So you guys, you've heard all the Bible stories, but when are you going to go to the next level of your faith? When are you actually going to start, not that you aren't, but you have to actually start diving into the Word of God. You guys have heard all the Bible stories. You've heard the story of Jesus dying on the cross 1,000 times, but when are you going to actually start diving into the Word of God for yourself and just gaining a deeper understanding of this thing so that God can use you? And I'm not trying to like attack you guys to say you're not, but that's the whole point of our faith. That's why we come to church and that's why we have a relationship with God, so we can have a deeper knowledge of the things of Him so that we can live according to His will for our lives. So I really like that definition. It's the deeper, more perfect knowledge of our faith. So that's what knowledge is. It's a deep understanding of the Word of God and the things of God. And you guys know a lot because you show up every week, but I want to talk about how we can maybe use that knowledge. So that's what knowledge is. My second question is, why do we need knowledge? Now, you might just think it's good to know things. What's up, Lincoln? What do you think?
So we don't get hurt.
So we don't get hurt. That's a good answer. Yeah. Maybe if you know something, you know, hey, the stove's hot. I'm not going to touch the stove. So, yes, knowing can definitely save you from pain. Okay, so I have a couple points here, and this is why I think we need knowledge. And actually, this is why the Bible says that we need knowledge. And this is where we're going to really start to get to flipping. Go to Proverbs chapter 20. Actually, these are all in Proverbs, so it'd be good.
Proverbs chapter 20.
Oliver's there. He's fast. Okay. So the first reason that we need knowledge is because it's valuable. That's what the Bible says. Proverbs chapter 20 verse 15 says, "There is gold and a multitude of rubies, but the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel." So it's saying to have knowledge and to speak knowledge is worth more than gold and rubies. The twins here were talking about all the cash that they're stacking up for Christmas. That sounds pretty nice. But what this is saying is that knowledge and the ability to speak knowledge is worth more than all of our possessions. You know, you could have a lot of money saved in your bank account. You could have a real nice Lego set like Oliver was talking about. It's Christmas time. We're all getting things that we want. But the Bible says that knowledge is worth more than all of that. So the first reason we need knowledge is because it's valuable. Flip over to Proverbs chapter 24, two pages over, verse 4. It says, "And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches." So knowledge is more important than our earthly things. But if we have knowledge and if we apply it, then we will gain more riches. It says that by knowledge the chambers will be filled with all pleasant and pleasant riches. Precious and pleasant riches. So it's more important than our earthly riches, but if we have it, then we can use that to maybe gain some wealth. So the Bible says that we need knowledge because it's valuable. The second reason we need knowledge is because it will deliver us. Well, what's it going to deliver us from? I'm glad you asked. We're going to talk about it. Go to Proverbs chapter 2. That was funny. Don't look at me like that. Laugh.
Ha, ha, ha.
Thank you, Lincoln. Good job, Jacob. Okay.
Okay, it's not a competition.
Yeah, it's not a competition.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Proverbs chapter 2, verses 10 through 12. It says, "When wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, and understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh forward things." So it will deliver you. Verse 12, it says that if you have knowledge, it will deliver you from the way of the evil man. I'm pretty sure all of us at some point in our life have come across bad influences. All of you, I think, except for Oliver, go to public school. There's a lot of bad influences in public school.
That's why I
homeschool. Yeah, homeschool's a great thing, but don't throw your trash. It's fine, I'll get it later. But we're all going to be around bad influences at some point or another. Even Oliver will, even though he's homeschooled. At church, there's bad influences. I remember I had a bad influence in church for a while, and it can come from anywhere. But the Bible says that if you have knowledge, it will deliver you from the ways of these bad people that are around you. You're always going to have bad influences and people that are trying to distract you from the lesson or maybe cause you to do things that you probably shouldn't be doing. But if you have knowledge, you know, hey, I'm not going to do what this guy's doing. I'm going to do what I know I'm supposed to be doing. I'm going to pay attention. I'm going to do whatever it is that God's calling me to do. But it says knowledge is going to deliver you from the way of that evil man, that bad influence. And then the other thing that knowledge will deliver you from is it will deliver you from different temptations. Verse 16 says, "To deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words." Now, I don't want to talk too much just about the strange woman, but if you're filled with knowledge, if you're planted in the Word of God and filling yourself with the knowledge of the Word of God, then you're not going to be tempted to go out and do these things that you know you probably shouldn't be doing. You guys are 12 or 13. I don't know what you guys do with all your free time, but I'm sure at some point you're maybe tempted to do things that you know you probably shouldn't be doing. And it says if you're filled with knowledge, if you're filled with a deeper understanding of the Word of God, then you'll be delivered from temptation and you won't be drawn away to do these things that you know you shouldn't be doing. So knowledge is valuable. Knowledge is used to deliver you from the evil man and from temptations. And on top of that, knowledge will guide you in the way of good men. So verse 20, it says, that thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the paths of righteousness. And this is still just talking about the results of having knowledge. So not only will you not be drawn to temptation, but you will be drawn to do good. It says that thou mayest walk in the way of good men. If you have a deeper understanding in the Word of God, then you're going to be just drawn to walk in the ways of the Lord. You're going to be drawn to do things that are encouraging, to love on people, to do things that bring glory to the Lord. Because that's the whole point, guys, is we want to bring glory to God. That's why He has us here. So if you're filled with knowledge, you're going to be doing the things of the Lord. And then the last reason that we need knowledge is because it gives us strength. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 5. So you got to flip a couple pages for this one, but still in Proverbs.
What did you say?
Proverbs 24, 5. You want to read it, Cameron?
Yeah.
Read it.
A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increases strength.
Yeah, so the Bible just lays it out pretty clearly. Knowledge increases strength. You want to be a man that's strong in the Lord. I mean, I don't know where all you guys are at in your personal walk with Christ, but I think you can all say that you want to be strong in the Lord. You know, you want to be able to do the things that God wants from you. Well, you're not going to be strong in the Lord if you don't have any knowledge. You got to be planted in the Word of God to get a deeper understanding of it, to get knowledge. And then it says that if you have knowledge, you will be strengthened. It says a man of knowledge increases strength. Now, it might not be talking about big biceps, but you can be strong in the Lord. The God's going to be able to use you the more knowledge you have. And you guys, I think, have a lot of knowledge. You show up every week. Lincoln has a lot of knowledge. He knows he shouldn't be clipping that pen right in my face. It's loud. Quit. But now that you have that knowledge, God's more likely to be able to use you. Now, you still have to put that knowledge to work, but you have to get the knowledge before you can use it. Does that make sense? He's tracking with me. You're staring at me and you're not nodding at all. Does that make sense? Yeah, does it make sense? Cameron, it makes sense to Cameron. Does it make sense to you? Yeah, okay, that's a little bit of a nod. We'll go with it. Okay, so you have to use the knowledge, but you can't use the knowledge if you don't have it. And you can't get knowledge if you don't have a deeper understanding of the Word of God. And you can't have a deeper understanding of the Word of God if you're not in the Word of God. And that rolls right into our next point. My third question is, how do we gain knowledge? How do you get... Are you a real...
He's reading it.
Bro, get off. Stop. What's up, Lincoln? How do we gain knowledge?
Old people.
Old people?
Like you.
Bro, I'm 20 years old. I'm not that old. Okay, so yeah, we can gain knowledge from maybe some older, wiser people. I don't know that I'm that old, but yes, by listening to older people in the church, like Pastor Brian or even Luke.
Hey.
Not that Luke's old, but,
your
you know,
mama.
Don't say that. He's an old, these older men in the church, that's a great way to gain knowledge. That's a good answer. Anybody else got anything? What's up, Jacob?
Reading the Bible every day and seeing what God has to show you.
Yeah, exactly. So, church kid got the right answer, but no, that's a good answer. So, yeah, reading the Bible, absolutely. We'll get to that point, but absolutely. Spending time in the Word is how you gain knowledge of the things of God. So, how do we gain knowledge? My first point. I got to get to rolling. It's 10. Oh, my gosh. I really got to get to going. Okay, so knowledge can be given to us by God. Go to 1 Corinthians 12:8.
Which one is that?
That's the New Testament one. I get them mixed up, too. Man, I started way late. I did some math wrong or something.
What verse?
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8.
I'm there.
You want to read it, Lincoln?
I'm already there, but sure.
Read it for me.
Cameron, I'm going to throw a cinder block. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit.
So, God can gift us with knowledge. Some people just have knowledge better than others. Now, we can all learn things and we can all grow our knowledge, but some people are just gifted with the gift of knowledge. Some people are genuinely just a little bit smarter than others. And I'm not saying that some people are dumb, but God will gift people with just advanced brains so they can be used by Him. He will give them great knowledge and the ability to learn. Now, that doesn't mean if maybe you're not just super gifted with knowledge that you can't learn and grow, but that means that some people are just gifted with it. That's one way we can get knowledge. But what's another way? We can ask God for it. It's a great thing to ask God for knowledge. Go to 2 Chronicles, so the Old Testament one, chapter 1. 2 Chronicles chapter 1.
Chapter 1, verse He's trying to hold my hand, bro.
Okay.
I wanted to stop.
I might have to cut some stuff out. I guess we started way late.
Yes. We got boys. Anymore.
Lincoln, please stop.
I got two names, right?
Okay. Second Chronicles chapter 1. You guys there?
Yes.
Oh, I'm searching up.
I lied. No, I didn't. Second Chronicles chapter 1. On your phone. You're on your phone back there?
Oh, wait. I was definitely here first.
Maybe you want to switch Cameron with Oliver.
We're going to stay where we are, and we're going to pay better attention. Okay. Second Chronicles chapter 1, verses 8 through 10. I'll read it. It says, this is the story of King Solomon. You guys know King Solomon. You got to start giving me some nods. Yeah, you know King Solomon. Okay, so because you guys know some things. So King Solomon, and this is starting in verse 8, it says, "And Solomon said unto God, Thou hast showed great mercy unto David my father, and hast made me to reign in his stead. Now, O Lord, let thy promise be unto David my father be established, for thou hast made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Give me now wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before this people. Who can judge this thy people that is so great?" So Solomon becomes king of this land of just a massive amount of people. And he's like...
Wait, did you say Chronicles or Corinthians?
Chronicles. Oh. It's fine. But King Solomon becomes king of this just massive amount of people. And he's like, I'm not worthy to do this. I'm not qualified or equipped. And sometimes we're going to be put in situations where we maybe just... We don't feel qualified or equipped to do what we feel like we need to be able to do. You know, maybe you've given a really good opportunity to witness to one of your friends and you're like, I just don't feel qualified to tell this person about Jesus. I don't want to mess it up. I've had that feeling before that I just don't want to mess it up and then maybe turn them away from God. Well, we can ask God for knowledge and wisdom. If you're in a situation where you just feel like you need more knowledge, you can pray and ask God for knowledge. He'll answer you. God will grow your knowledge if you ask Him to. So that's a great way to gain knowledge is ask God for it. Just pray for it. The last two points kind of go together. But the third way to find knowledge is we have to search for it. Go to Proverbs chapter 2. I told you guys, a lot of flipping today. I'm not in Proverbs.
Proverbs what?
Proverbs chapter 2, verses
3 through
6. Proverbs what? Okay, I'm going to read it for time's sake. It says, "Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, and out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding." So if you seek for knowledge, God will give it to you. It says, out of the mouth of the Lord, or for the Lord giveth wisdom, and out of his mouth cometh knowledge. But what does it say? Verse 4 says, if thou seekest her. Guys, you have to seek after knowledge. If you want to have it, if you want to have a deeper understanding of the things of the Lord, you have to seek after it. You can just show up on Sundays and listen to whoever's going to talk to you for 20 minutes and maybe sit there and nod your head or don't nod your head and go home. But you might learn a little bit, but you're not going to get that deeper knowledge. I'm going over just for you, Cameron. You're not going to get that deeper knowledge of the Word of God if you don't start to seek it out for yourselves. You can start to learn the basic Bible stories, but you're not going to find out what God's will for your life is if you don't seek it out, if you don't seek out knowledge in the Word of God. So then that goes right into my last way that we gain knowledge is if you really want knowledge, you got to seek it out. Well, where do you seek it out? You seek it out in God's Word. If you want knowledge, you have to spend time in God's Word. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. We're right there. I'll just read it super quick because we are way behind, as Cameron so kindly reminded us. Okay, the proverb of Solomon, the son of David, the king of Israel. This talks about why King Solomon's writing all these proverbs. It says, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. Lincoln, I'm going to throw that pen. Please stop. To receive the instruction of wisdom and justice and judgment and equity. To give subtlety to the simple, and to the young man knowledge and discretion. So Solomon's writing all of these different proverbs to us to give us knowledge. So then where are you going to find knowledge? By reading the Proverbs. If you guys just want a cheat code to gaining knowledge, faster than anywhere else in the Bible, read the book of Proverbs. It's just filled with ways that tell you how to gain knowledge. It's just what it is over and over again. Because Solomon, you know that Solomon was the wisest man in the world. Do you guys know what the difference between wisdom and knowledge is? What do you think it is, Jacob?
Okay.
You're okay, but for time's sake, here's the best way that I've heard it said. Wisdom is just knowledge applied. It's taking the knowledge that you know, and it's actually using it. That's what wisdom is.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I know
so,
what the difference is.
No.
Wisdom starts with a W and knowledge starts with a K.
That's true. Good one, Lincoln. But if you guys really want knowledge, then you just got to spend time in the Word of God. You just got to read it. Over and over again, every day, like Jacob said, spending time in the Word is the most surefire, proven way to gain knowledge. If you want to find out God's plan for your life, if you want to see what God wants to do with you or what God has for you, you have to just spend time in the Word of God. That's how you'll gain knowledge. Verse 5, if you pay attention, it says, a wise man will hear. So, a note, you can't just open your Bible and speed through your reading. Oh, I read my Proverbs today. I don't feel like I'm gaining a lot of knowledge. You have to actually listen to what God's trying to say to you. It says, a wise man will hear. If you want to gain knowledge, you got to read your Bible and really pay attention to what it is that God's saying. And then we'll just jump to the last point because we're way over. So, you gain knowledge by spending time in the Word of God. You know, God can give it to you. You should ask God for it. And then you got to seek it out by spending time in the Word of God. So then my final question about knowledge, and this will be real quick. What are we supposed to do with knowledge? So we know what it is, we know why we need it, and we know how to get it. What are we supposed to do with it? What do you think, Jacob?
Apply it to our life.
Yeah, exactly. What do you think, Lincoln?
Share it with other people.
That is exactly what I have written down in my notes. My first point was, we have to share it. So we're already in the book of Proverbs, real quick. Go to chapter 15. 15:7, Lincoln. Read it when you get there. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 7. No, don't do that. That's mean. I'll just read it because I'm there. It says, the lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the foolish doeth not so. See, it says the lips of the wise, so those who are applying their knowledge, it says they disperse it. So you have knowledge. You have a deeper understanding of the things of the Word of God. So tell people about it. You'll understand what God's will for your life is. You know that God has a plan for you. You know that God has a purpose for your life. So tell people about it. You have this knowledge, share it with others. That's God's whole plan, is that we tell people about His love for them. So we got to share the knowledge that we have. And then my last point, I'll just jump to it for time's sake. My last point, the thing that we're supposed to do with knowledge is we're supposed to live it out. You've got all this knowledge, you're sharing it with other people, but live it out in your own life. Go to Colossians chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. I'm trying to cut out a lot of stuff. Colossians, Acts, Romans, 1st Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Okay. I'll just read it for time's sake. Colossians chapter 3, verses 9 and 10, it says, lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, after the image of him that created him. So, what are you supposed to do that you have knowledge? Live it out. It says, put on the new man. Live like Christ. How do you live like Christ? You renew your mind in knowledge. So live your life filled with knowledge. Don't just have all this stuff in your head. Show that you have all this knowledge by living it out. Be kind to people. Share the love of Christ. Show that you're different because you have Christ living inside of you. If you're saved, you literally have Christ living inside of you. So share the knowledge that you have by living like Christ. Live it out. And then my last verse here to close out is James chapter 3. I think I've lost most of you guys, but it's okay. James chapter 3, verse 13, I'll read it. It says, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him shew it out of a good conversation with works, with meekness of wisdom. If you have knowledge, what are you supposed to do with it? It says, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge? It says, let him show it out of a good conversation with works. If you have knowledge, show it by the way that you live. I know that's a little bit repetitive, but guys, if you don't get anything else out of this little devotion that I put together today, show the knowledge that you have, that you're gaining every week. You show up to church every week. You hear all these Bible stories. Don't just let it be head knowledge. Let it be shown in the way that you live. It says, show it out of a good conversation with works. Guys, when you go to school, show people that you have the knowledge of Christ by living like Christ. You have all this knowledge, and I know it might seem redundant. You show up, you're like, oh, I'm going to hear another Bible story today. So what are you supposed to do? Go out and live like you have Christ inside of you. Show the knowledge that you gain week in and week out. So that's my bit about knowledge that I put together for you guys. I don't need to clap. But sorry, I went over. We started way late. But guys, I know I grew up just like you guys did. I grew up in the church. I went through every one of those classes. I went through this class. I went through the high school class. And it seems like really, it gets old. You're like, I've heard all the stories. It gets really hard to pay attention. But you have all this knowledge. You just got to put it to work by using it, by living like Christ. So, all right. Lincoln, you want to pray us out?
Yeah, sure.
All right.